And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to ask me any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, recruiting, mindset, team building, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. And also, I just want to say thank you to those that reached out to me and said, hey man, where's the podcast? I was actually at the Traffic and Conversion Summit by Ryan Dice this week, and I was unable to record those podcasts before I flew out. So you've been without a podcast for a few days, and I appreciate those of you who reached out and said, hey man, we miss those things. So in fact, one of them, and the person that I'll be answering his question today, is Daniel Wagoner. Daniel Wagoner says, I'm focused on building my team and rank advancing. Rank advancing in my company requires a certain percentage of my downline to advance also. That's like most companies, right? The folks I've signed, even those who said they want to build a business, are simply in it for the discount. What message should I communicate to them without wasting too much time on them while I continue sponsoring new prospects? Okay. So, you know, great question. It really is. And it's a extremely common question that people ask. To sum it up, how do I get more performance out of my team? And, you know, I always, you know, this honestly could be a 3-hour podcast, but we're not going to have time for that. You know, I'll give you a couple things. Okay. Number one, There's very little you can say to motivate someone, but there's a lot you can do to inspire them. And so my suggestion is the best thing you can do for your existing team is build a new one. And what I mean by that, and I don't mean any, you know, negativity toward your existing team, or I don't mean ignore your existing team. I'm not saying that. I'm saying go build a new crop of people, and you know, the numbers will typically work out. And number two, know that your existing team, at least those that have any inkling of building a business, are watching you. And if you continue to perform, you will inspire them. And this is something that I learned, you know, in my last company, I was the number one income earner, over $1 million commissions, 85% of the whole company was in my team. And I wasn't a master distributor. I wasn't given anything. You know, I built it, you know, myself, and brought in the right people, and they brought in the right people. So I had some amazing help, of course, but I didn't have any spillover. I didn't have anything like that. So in that company, you know, I was almost to 40 personal recruits, and my team had barely grown at all. And I think for most people that'd be pretty discouraging. But I've always embraced the word until. See, I was going to recruit until. I was going to do this thing until, and I wasn't ever going to stop. And so it was right around that time where I recruited a gentleman, and he came in and just personally blew it up. He personally, I think he sponsored 250 people in the next 90 days after I recruited him, and which goes to show you never know when you're going to meet your next rock star. But the thing that happened next was something unexpected. When he blew it up, it actually inspired some of my existing teammates that previously hadn't done anything. And so by you going out there and keep turning over rocks, showing more people, you run the risk of meeting your next rock star and allowing that rock star and your performance to inspire your existing team. And so that's the kind of best answer I can give you in a fairly short format. I do have a full product on team building at rayhigdon.com/products. So feel free to check that out. Probably well worth the investment, because if you learn better team building, you're going to make a whole lot more money. But that's rayhigdon.com/products. And by the way, Sunday night, I am doing a webinar on, it's really, some people have asked me, you know, one thing that I'll be honest, I'm pretty good at is I'm pretty good at making money. And I've been good at making money since I was in middle school selling Airheads every day to you know, kids in the classroom. And, you know, so I'm doing a webinar and it's for beginners on how to make money. And that's Sunday night. If you'd like to register, it is a no-cost registration. You can register at rayhigdon.com/Big Money Blueprint. Isn't that a cool name? Big Money Blueprint. So it's rayhigdon.com/Big Money Blueprint. If you got benefit from this podcast, let us know. You know, tell your friends on Facebook to listen to the podcast. We always welcome new listeners, of course, and we hope to help you out. So I will talk to you in the next podcast. And thank you to Daniel Wagoner for his excellent question. Hope it helped you and everyone else. Talk to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.